It would give the Taoiseach's colleagues an opportunity of visiting Donegal and witness for themselves the devastation that has been visited on Donegal, south, north-east and south-west, by this government and its predecessor. We have 22,000 people unemployed, starting off in Ballyshannon, where they'll have regular meetings about unemployment, into the Taoiseach's own town, Donegal town, Hospira, close, 600 or 700 jobs lost there, Killybeg's a ghost town, into the Thin Valley, down to my own area in the Gaeltacht. I tell you, what the Taoiseach did, the way she described Gidore industrial estate, isn't what I know. It's not the same industrial estate that I know, because it's just a pale shadow of what it was. We used to have 1,500 people there, less than 1,000 now. So, I can call you, it'll be an opportunity for our colleagues to see how we have been overlooked. We need broadband, we need infrastructural development, indigenous industries, tourism, agriculture, fishing. Everything is in crisis in the county. And the last point I want to make, and the very last point I can call you, it's a great pity that people, that this election has been held in the middle of the winter. We had all spring, we had all summer, we had all autumn, and it's been held in the winter because the government's hand has been forced.